Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Washington, D.C. Forum speakers recount acts of torture and call for justice. My view of Falun Gong, from indifference to being truly touched. Hungary, nothing is impossible when it comes to clarifying the truth. Israeli newspaper highlights letter from 16 rabbis against medical deal with China, citing transplant abuse. Highly regarded artist arrested for eighth time, whereabouts unknown. And I can follow these principles for the rest of my life. Now for the stories. Washington, D.C. Forum speakers recount acts of torture and call for justice. A forum on human rights atrocities in China, bringing perpetrators to justice, was held at the Rayburn House office building on May 26, 2016. 10 Falun Gong practitioners recounted the tortures they endured and submitted the names of over 200 perpetrators to the U.S. government, requesting further investigations and justice. Former dictator Jiang Zemin, the person who initiated the persecution, was one of the Chinese Communist Party officials and police officers named. All information on the perpetrators originated from the Minghui.org website. Representatives from the U.S. Congress, State Department, and U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom attended the forum. The Frank R. Wolf International Religious Freedom Act of 2015, introduced last month, aims to strengthen religious freedom protection through increased interagency cooperation and sanctions against countries and individual perpetrators. Surviving sister, our grief never ends. Ms. Gao Rongrong died at the age of 37 on June 16, 2005. She was subjected to between 6 and 7 hours of nonstop high-voltage electric baton shocks on May 7, 2004, and was disfigured. Her elder sister said at the forum, "Rongrong was detained in secrecy during the final 3 months of her life. We don't know how much she suffered. The grief in our family never ends." The 610 Office, a party-based security agency in charge of persecuting Falun Gong and local police, continued to harass the family after Gao Rongrong's death. Support from U.S. officials. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas said in her statement, "Falun Gong practitioners have long been subjected to systematic, brutal, bloody, and wholly unwarranted suppression and persecution. I will continue to work with my colleagues on various legislative initiatives urging the government of China to end abuses perpetrated upon the Falun Gong practitioners and embark on a path towards peace, harmony, and inclusion of all persons in China." Ms. Tina Mufford, policy analyst for East Asia Pacific at the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, said, "The stories of your bravery, your courage, your perseverance, and survival is truly inspiring. Your testimonies here today are so important to let the world know what's happening in your country, what religious violations really mean, how they have destroyed so many lives, and how you still survive in the face of all that you have experienced."
My view of Falun Gong, from indifference to being truly touched. Cecilia was a government employee in China who knew a little about Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong. She participated in the practitioner's grand parade in New York on May 13, 2016, and wrote about how she was touched by the experience. She wrote, "Even though it has been over half a month since my New York trip, my heart cannot calm down when recalling my contact with Falun Gong practitioners during the trip. I was proud to think that I had never discriminated against Falun Gong practitioners in China, nor been an accomplice in the persecution. However, I felt sad and ashamed when I learned about the brutal persecution of the innocent and kind practitioners like those I met at the parade. I came to know a Falun Gong practitioner by coincidence in China in May 2013. He gave me a DVD of the 2013 Shen Yun Performing Arts Show as a gift. I kept in touch with the practitioner who gave me the DVD, but I never asked him about Falun Gong. One day I noticed a small pink bag on my door handle when I arrived at home after work. It contained a DVD of the 2014 Shen Yun Performing Arts Show. I watched it too. Learning about Falun Gong in California for the first time. I came to the United States in September 2015 by myself. There was a Falun Gong conference in Los Angeles shortly thereafter. The practitioner who gave me the DVD traveled there from the East Coast. He had been in the U.S. for over a year, and I met him after the Falun Gong events. I saw him eating something and happily talking with other practitioners. These people are warm, happy, and kind. I was amazed to see that Falun Gong practitioners are like this. On my way home, I was sad and speechless. What I saw and learned about Falun Gong during the day was completely different from what had been said in the media in China. Joining the parade in New York. My practitioner friend sent me a message in April saying that there would be a Falun Dafa event in New York in May. He invited me to experience it myself if I had time. I agreed and booked my flights and hotel. I went to the square in front of the UN headquarters at 8:30 a.m. on May 13, 2016. My practitioner friend arrived before long. After greeting him, I followed him to join the parade, which took a long route. I saw that the practitioners were steadfast, proud, happy, and smiling at the spectators. These living people with freedom touched and encouraged me. Their expressions made me believe that there are principles worth following in life. One thing worth mentioning is that during the parade, a practitioner named Wen Yu was interviewed by a local reporter. I stood beside him and listened as he calmly described his 3 years in prison in China for practicing Falun Gong. I was shocked as I could not imagine that such a bright person suffered these forms of torture. I was moved by his fortitude and his perseverance in pursuing truth. Many Falun Gong practitioners living in other countries have family or relatives in China. They hope for an end to the persecution and to reunite with their families. The reality and brutality of the persecution encouraged us to move forward to seek a brighter future. I hope one day we can all return to China and be kind people, openly following the truth.
Hungary. Nothing is impossible when it comes to clarifying the truth. Falun Dafa cultivators in the Hungarian city of Pécs organize truth clarification events each week to tell people about Falun Dafa and raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's ongoing persecution of the peaceful practice in China. The organizers of these events are usually women in their 60s. Each week, whatever the weather, more and more practitioners participate in these activities to speak with passersby and collect signatures on a petition calling to end the persecution and stop the illegal organ harvesting in China. Most Pécs residents and people from the surrounding areas are surprised to hear about the persecution in China. Passersby are bewildered by the horrors of the Chinese regime's forced organ harvesting, and they find it difficult to believe that there are doctors who are willing to defy their professional oaths and extinguish life by resorting to the excuse that they are just following state directives. Practitioners have also collected signatures for yet another petition that supports the international efforts to bring former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin to justice for crimes against humanity. Jiang is responsible for starting and perpetrating the brutal persecution of Falun Gong. The response from the public has been positive, and many passersby have offered to help. Throughout the years, the older practitioners have cooperated well and not let up for even a moment. They have held these events regardless of the weather, standing up for their fellow practitioners who are persecuted in China, and also to show the goodness of Falun Dafa. So many truth clarification events are being held that it is hard to list all of them, but the Friends of Falun Gong Facebook page has a list of all the latest events.
Israeli newspaper highlights letter from 16 rabbis against medical deal with China, citing transplant abuse. Haaretz, one of the three major newspapers in Israel, published an article in Hebrew on May 15, 2016, and in English on May 16, entitled, Citing Human Rights Violations, Israeli Rabbis Protest Health Deal with China. The article was published after 16 rabbis signed a letter to Israeli Health Minister Yaakov Litzman following a recently signed agreement with China's health ministry. The letter was sent on the eve of Holocaust Remembrance Day to stress the moral responsibility of the Jewish people towards others who suffer persecution. Some of the 16 rabbis who signed the letter are prominent figures in Israel's Jewish community. The article reads, "The rabbis are calling on Litzman to back out of the agreement due to a long list of Chinese violations of human rights, in particular the forced harvesting of human organs for transplant." It also cites the rabbi's letter, which reads, "In camps in China, they harvest organs for sale in the organ transplant industry under just partial anesthesia, and then they toss away for destruction the bodies of people who have yet to die. Organ harvesting for the sake of trafficking in organs for transplant is done in China by the authorities themselves. As Jews who well remember the persecution our people endured and the cruelty of our enemies throughout the generations, it is our duty to warn against the foregoing of agreements with evil regimes, agreements that could strengthen them and support their actions." The issue was also covered by other general and religious news websites and radio stations.
Highly regarded artist arrested for eighth time, whereabouts unknown. Mr. Qin Hui, a Beijing artist, was arrested again on May 18, 2016. His family has repeatedly asked about his whereabouts, but the police refused to tell them. Mr. Qin was arrested because he practices Falun Dafa. Like many other practitioners, Mr. Qin talks to people about Falun Dafa and tells them how the Chinese Communist Party is persecuting the practice. As a result, police officers illegally arrested him on May 18th. They also ransacked his home that day and took away some printed materials. This is the eighth time that Mr. Qin has been arrested for his belief. Two labor camp detentions and imprisoned for 5 years. After the persecution started in July 1999, Qin Hui appealed to the government officers about the persecution of Falun Dafa. In October 1999, he was detained in Haidian Detention Center for 1 month. Because he continued to appeal for Falun Dafa, Mr. Qin was arrested twice in 2000 and detained for 50 days and 30 days. He was severely beaten, shocked with electric batons until his face was covered with blisters, and deprived of sleep. Mr. Qin was arrested for the fourth time in October 2003 and detained until May 2004, then arrested again in 2004 and imprisoned for 5.5 years at the Tianjin prison in Beijing. In October 2012, Mr. Qin was arrested for the sixth time and held at the Qinyan labor camp for 6 months. When he was arrested for the seventh time in May 2015, police ransacked his home and took him away because he circumvented the internet blockade. Uplifting principles. Mr. Qin is a talented artist. After graduating from the Central Academy of Art and Design with a major in painting, he taught at a renowned middle school. He began practicing Falun Dafa in May 1996 and experienced many positive changes in his outlook on life. Before he began practicing, Mr. Qin only focused on his own painting and career. The principles of Falun Gong, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, helped him focus more on improving his teaching and helping his students. He became more open-minded and willing to help others. His students and colleagues respected and admired him. While imprisoned in 2006, he lost his job. After he was released in 2008, Mr. Qin supported himself by teaching painting. His students and their parents liked him because of his teaching skills and high moral standard. The police, however, continued to harass Mr. Qin, and sometimes up to 6 people were assigned to monitor him near his home. Yet Mr. Qin treated them like friends. He often talked with them about Falun Dafa and told them that millions of people worldwide practice. It has been over a week since Mr. Qin's eighth arrest. His family has contacted several police stations and detention centers, but they still do not know where he is being held.
I can follow these principles for the rest of my life. I was born in China, grew up in Singapore, and am now living in Australia. Falun Gong had not really touched my life until just recently. Before, I'd only heard about it through the media and occasionally encountered Falun Gong practitioners when I lived in Singapore. I only knew that many people practicing Falun Gong and that it was suppressed by the Chinese Communist regime. The misery of eczema. My life was not pleasant, as I suffered from eczema for more than 10 years. Itchy red spots were all over my body, arms, and legs. Medication gave me only temporary relief. Additionally, Repeated use of the medication resulted in unpleasant side effects. Thus, I became interested in alternative ways of improving my health. My father once recommended a popular Qigong practice in Malaysia. The Qigong exercise group he recommended charged for their lectures, but I was looking for a job at the time and was short of money. It nonetheless triggered my interest in Qigong, and I began searching for other Qigong practices. A book that I had read mentioned Falun Gong, a practice that spoke about compassion and about changing people's hearts for the better. I also learned that Falun Gong was a Qigong practice and that all the materials were provided for free over the internet. What caught my attention even more was that it said that Falun Gong was very effective in many ways. This made sense to me, seeing how popular it was in China before the persecution was launched. At first, I concentrated on the exercises, as suggested by most Qigong practices. I watched the Falun Gong exercise video online and read the introductory book Falun Gong. When I first started doing the exercises, fluid oozed from the eczema on my elbows. After about 2 weeks into the practice, my elbows stopped oozing fluid and I was almost completely recovered within about 3 months. Even though I had still suffered from some eczema, the change was obvious. I continued doing the exercises by myself and then joined the weekly group exercises in my area. I tried my best to live by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. I listen to the Falun Gong exercises and read the book Juan Falun to deepen my understanding of the principles. I also talk to others about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. It is such a shame for the Chinese regime to persecute such a great practice. It is so inhuman to imprison, torture, and even harvest organs from Falun Gong practitioners. If more people could know and practice Falun Gong, I believe the overall morality of society would greatly improve. I continue doing the exercises by myself and then join the weekly group exercises in my area. I try my best to live by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. I listen to the Falun Gong lectures and read the book Juan Falun to deepen my understanding of the principles. I also talk to others about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. I continue doing the exercises by myself and then join the weekly group exercises in my area. I try my best to live by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. I listen to the Falun Gong lectures and read the book Juan Falun to deepen my understanding of the principles. I also talk to others about the persecution of Falun Gong in China.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.